Let's go. Discussing issues of Havlo. So, in the same as Shemitah Kilchasa, Rav Sternberg, who's a member of the Badatz, Eda Haredis, he tells you specifics. Oh, thank you so much. He tells you that the Badat Eda Haredis says Havla is Mutter B'schor against the Chazon Ish we spoke about last week. Not only that, but he's also Mekil that Havla the Muchach, such as what we have these days in Estrik. Our Estrik, Estrik was worth a fortune, the lose worth almost nothing. That's called Havla the Muchach, and the Sung of B'choros Haflam and Aleph and Beis is Mutter because Shriyas B'smanazeh is the Rabbanah. And the Gemara there, by the Isra Mechivas Sar B'chor, so by the Rabbanans, we can have even Havlo the Muchach. The Chazon Ish is against that too. He says, because that, here it's Ikra Daraisa. There, the whole Isra Mechivas is on the Rabbanan. So the Badatz is against Chazon Ish, Lekula, and two of these issues. Now, it's interesting, you have to say that way, because there are those who argue on my El Tazeda Pnei Yeshua. El Tazeda Pnei Yeshua said, as we mentioned last week, that when we estimate the value of an esrog, we estimate it without the mitzvah add-on. An esrog is an esrog, it's a lemon. So that's not worth that much money. But who else disagrees with him? The Aruch HaNer, the Tzfas Emes, all disagree with him. And they say that the amount of fair value of an esrog must take into account the value of the mitzvah, which is a tremendous amount. So therefore, the only way out to do this trick of Havlo nowadays is if you assume that the Isis is the Rabbanon, the Shvius is the Rabbanon, if Havlo the Muchach is, in fact, permissible. This is all in Sefer Shmita Kil Chasim. Now we go back to the Sefer called Peres Shvius, which has been our mainstay. Okay, important to give Makna Tov. You can tell, I'm all the way on page Tov, Ayin Vov. Okay? He says as follows. The Netziv had the following story. He says, Estrik shel Shvius. So what do you do? Ishtadalti sheyishlichu estrik ba'ofan she'ashalein domav achar achag. Achar achag. V'techev achar achag tzivisi l'tagin es estrik v'lecho b'kdush ha'shvius v'chakach sholachti es amos v'shuv ein ochal k'dush ha'shvius. Remember that Kurban he held? The only time there's no Tovis Domov is if the item is not even extant at the time that you pay. Most possible more makel than that. Right? But he took the most chumah to give you and made sure to eat it before he sent the cash. Before he sent the cash. Okay? Fine. Now, there's a bit of a problem. A Hilchos Estrik problem. Yeah. Exactly. They didn't pay. They quote somebody asked the kasha. Everyone says you should pay. Chasam Sofer says you should pay before the before Pesach, before Sukkot. He didn't pay. So I got the names wrong. Chasam Sofer is Mekil. You don't have to. Just Mashiach is enough. Who's Machmir? Machne Ephraim. Rav Ephraim Zalman Magolius and Rav Shlomo Kluger. You have to pay cash. You know why? Because cash is Kenyan Mos is Doraisa. Tvatora Mos Konos. And here there's no money, he's relying on Mashiach, which is only the Rabbanim. I think there's room to be more Makel, because why? Kona Bechotzer. You bring it to your house. That's a Doraisa Bepshut. Okay? Fine. Good. Now we go further. We discussed the issue of exporting a Srogim to Chutzlaretz. Even said before Shemishna, you may not export. I'll give you a summation here on pages Tuf, Pei, Aleph, and Beis of the various heterim to export Esrog. It was against the Mefurash Mishnah. So what are the various heterim? Let's go through them very, very quickly. Number one, you do it through a goy.
A goy?
Yeah, a goy. A shvus to shvus b'maka mitzvah. Wow. We used to Echel Shabbos. A shvus to shvus. You're telling the guy to do something which is Issa with the Rabbanim. Okay. Some say, oh, it's a bezin. may export, which we spoke about. Some say to give it to one person who's going to eat it right after Sukkos, that's okay. Some say, even better than that, we mentioned last week also, you matter the estric to the person, to the recipient, while it's still in Eretz Yisrael. He's taking out his one estric, less than Muslim give him sudas. Some say you bring the estric back to Eretz Yisrael and do beer there. Some say you use what we call havlah. Some say Tosin and Pesach and Nunaf and Beis that Schora Muteres is permissible. That's what the Badats had suggested. And some say, amazingly, either it's planted for a mitzvah, has no kedusha, or it's planted with the express intent to export it, that permits you to, in fact, export it, even though it's a machlokas, and it's all these are machlokasim. Okay. Is there a din of beer or not? So, some say there's no beer, because why? Pre-Eitz Hadar, Hadar Ba'Eitz, Mishana L'Shana. That's what the Ritva said. That's why he was on that basis he was meant to be exported. Holy because of beer, and there's no beer. Apparently, Shlomo Zalman holds that way as well. And the Chazanish says, no, there is beer. It's like Sitvanios. Even though there's some Esrogim are left on the tree, that's considered, if you remember, it's a fall season, it's another season, and then it somehow does not take care of the problem of beer. It looks like some kind of next year's fruits, etc. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the issue was discussed by Rav Kook, quoted here in the Sefer HaShemitah. Rav Tukachinsky discusses this as well. Okay? This is in Perek Tes. There we go. Oh. So it says over here, Estrug afalpisha dar mishana l'shana yesh lo din beer. I think, right, it's a mefurish gemara. Rosh Hashanah daf tezvav. How can the Ritvaz go against the gemara? Let's see, maybe the facts have changed. The footnote he writes, wait, why is it beer? Hello, Estrug miskayim b'shana l'shana b'shana acheres. Oh, brackets. Dino chuki ilan ha'osa beis pomim ha'mavua b'rambam peg rebel lachahei who didn't estrogim. Vidina mishakala peres akayat in tzomponah sitvanios, kavachomer shein tzomponah peres shana acheres, v'keim in shakala vasrogim shal gidule shvius, harayt hazman biyura. How is Rav Kook? So Rav Kook is machmir. And here is, he found a letter that his step-grandfather, Rav Shmuel Salant, wrote to the Netziv, that he checked out the time of the Zman Biyur Esri. You know what it is? Berov Hashanim, Bechodesh Shvat. That's what he says. We never spoke about these various charts. You know, when exactly is beer? When is it? There are all kinds of charts that are printed. You know, when the beer is. And you know, obviously we don't know exactly what the story is with these various charts and how things can actually change from year to year. By definition, depends on the various agricultural phenomena. But there are, you know, charts that are printed. And one time I took out the Sefer Shemitah Kilchasa, Rav Sternberg, I saw he had a chart somewhere. Let's see it right now. Where each and every fruit, here it is. Page Ayin Vav. They tell you. There are two possibilities for beer. When the Katsir is over, or when it rots. We saw Machlokos last week, and tremendous differences. He says, oranges, let's just start with one, is the Rosh Chodesh ear, when the Katsir is done, or Bol of Eitz, Rosh Chodesh Av, grapefruits, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, apples, Chofei Cheshvan, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They're big gaps. And then V'chule, V'chule, which one is it? So he gives an example. Anovim, we know what it is. Pesach, right? Erev Pesach. That's if you hold Bol of Eitz. If you hold Gemara Ktzira, it's already Chofei Vecheshen. That's a kash against that Shita. How can the Chofei Vecheshen be? How can Gemara Ktzira be the right shear It's so many, it's 2 months, it's early against the Mefurash Gemara. Same thing as says the Gemara, it's Shavuos, but that's what Bola Beitz. But Gemara Ktzira is two Bekisle. So therefore, it's a big bit of a problem for those who hold Gemara Ktzira. Okay, that's what the post will say. It's probably not accurate. So the latest man is probably the accurate man. The accurate man. Okay, so Esrog, I guess the Bola Beitz is not on this list. People don't handle with Esrogim. Would be sometime in the month of Shvat. As a matter of fact, speaking of realities, here on page Tuf Pei Dalit, we spoke about this already last week, maybe even the week before. He says that although Esrogim in the old days were more prevalent, Dor Mishana L'Shana, nowadays nothing's left. Almost nothing is left after Sukkos. Almost nothing. Here in the in Perek Gimel, footnote Yud Zayin, in the Shemitah Kolchos of Rav Shlomoch, he writes as follows. Yes, Rav Shmuel Salant says in Chodesh Shvat. V'nirei hayom, he doesn't understand where Shvat comes from. Dizman shebola me'uchot tvei, later than Shvat. And if it's Zman HaKotzer, the Machmirim, it's so close to Sukkos. It's Kfar Zman HaBir. She'en v'pardesim ol k'nei shir choshuv. Alkoponim nochon nahaknim v'lechol samach l'chag mamish lotzeis mikol pikpuk. That's what the Netziv did. Teichav achar achag. They roast, they fry the esrog, eivik v'shashvias, and send the money. Wow. He mentions in passing that the Gra and the Ravens said you shouldn't even eat perishvias in Chutz Laaretz at all, so that the Netziv's chumra is also a kula, because we don't know how to be this in Mekdusha, you're much better off letting it rot. So different opinions, you can't be a machmir for all the shittas. Okay, fine. If I have only one esrog in my hand, or maybe even two, I don't have to do beer. It's less than Mazon Gimel Sudas, as we spoke about earlier. So you don't have to do anything. Fine. Now I'll both say, finally, let's open up the Gemara in Sukkah, the Flamet Test, which we've been speaking about already to come out the whole summer, but we never really learned chunks of it inside. Rabbi said, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, also have Masechta Sukkah or the Otzer. Please open up, if you don't mind, Masechta Sukkah. Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So if you recall, them, we saw the Mishnah on Friday, in Mavliya, we assume the Estrik has Kedusha Shvius, and the Lulav does not. Want to know, why not? Mar says, Yihachi lulav nami. Rashi, Zok Rashi, Yihachi den motion, Be Shvius Amoritz. Lulav nami, lo nazrin mine. Shaf bo noek, Lusha Shvius. Tama mefarsh to come on. Do I assume that there is a Lusha Shvius when it comes to a lulav? Says the Gemara, Lama Testament based towards the bottom. Lulav bar Shishis, Hanichas to Shvius. It's not a Shemitah de Galulavus, it's from Shishis. Frek de Gemara, Hiyochi Esrog Nami, Ba Shishis, Hanichas Shviyasi. Answers the Gemara, Esrog Basel the Kitas Lina. So the only difference between Esrog and Lulav is one. What do you follow? Do you follow the Lakita, which is true when it comes to Esrog? And with respect to other fruits, which are the Lulav, you follow the Chanata. So therefore, in a typical Sukkos, it was just took it off before Sukkos, so therefore the Esther would be considered from the seventh year, and the Lulav is from the sixth year, the same season, if you will. That's how the Gemara seems to explain, and the Flamet Tes Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, and I've Mem and Aleph, how long, I'm skipping a good chunk of the Sugya. What's this follows? Gemara says, Tama, about the 12th line, Tama the lulav bar shishis hanichas shviyasu. Hod the shviyas kadosh. Amai eitzim bi almahu. Vi eitzim ein bremishim kedusha shviyas. Wood has no kedusha shviyas. Why? Why? Licked on the eitzim ein brem kedusha shviyas. Not eating it. Okay. So question, what's the problem over here? What's the problem? We say only if it's shishis. No. No, even Shnia should be no problem. Says the Halakha Gemara, look inside, after the middle of Mem and Aleph, Shani Asna Makra, Lachem Liachla, Lachem Dumad Liachla, Mishanasa Biura Shove, Yotsu Eitzim, Shanasan Acha Biuran. Rashi? Shani Hosn Gabi Ati Hasaka, Lahokilo Nogamang Shvis, Domakra, Voice of Shabbos Vagomen. Mashvil Lachem Lachol Tzorchechem Uxil Liachla. The Memra, the Ein Mutto Lehonas Viperus Shvis, Elahano Hadomela Achilo. So Rashi Shanasa Biura Shove Kaloma. Shana also be Euro Shem is Barman Olam Bon Kiechot. Gon Sicha Shtia Ad Lokasaner. Umehachtu Ashanami Alfinam. Shen Shvius Noeg. Elebe Pri. Ha Omi Lahano Salolo. Tokanami Midishkor Vahoysa Shabbas Oros Noheges. Vamashal Lachem Lachla. Shana also be Euro Domalachila. Yeah, Yotsu Aesim. Shana also be Euro and Zograshi. Mishanasu gecholim ofen bohem. So the hana of the wood in order to cook is only after it's already gone from the world. It's now ashes. Avalulav ikar hanaso lechaber es habayis, sweep the floor. Vehu shas biuro mekulkulo. You enjoy it. You would have hana of it at the same time it begins to be consumed. V'darma lehanas achila. That's what it says. Amazing. Frekte gemar veikah etzim demoshchan dan hasen biyuren shavas akrashi et shemen shaitz atzma madlikin bola hoir, not to create coals to heat something, to cook something, but rather to create illumination. Kama bavukos havein also biyuren shavas neima hashta mia im litlan hadlokas ora de nagabu shvius. Answers the Gemara. Amazing answer. Amar Rava. Stam Eitzim Lahasaka Heinomdim. What does that mean? Stam Eitzim Shal Hesek Lahasaka Nitnu Librios Ustavan Lav Lahoyer Kaimu. They used to illuminate with olive oil. And wood was for firewood. Hilkach, watch this. Lo Nachtavu Kedusha Shvius Mekara Vafilu Litan Lahoyer. This sounds like, forgive the expression today, I think the finals, low plug, that all wood is the same halacha. Well, that's what it sounds like, because even though logically we should have said there is Kedusha Shvius, it's a kind of a low plug. So seems the Gemara to say, at this point in time, so would appear. Okay, so would appear. Oh, fine. So now the question, Rabosa, is halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. What's the status of a lulav? Take a look at the Rambam. Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph. Open up, please. Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph. Perek Ches, Nechoshmit, Halacha Yud Aleph. Halokeach lulav me'amaretz b'shvius nos to esik b'matona v'nos to l'mavdir d'al me'esik b'dmei lulav. Now wait a second. But didn't the Gemara seem to say that it's only referring to a case of lulav shel shishis hanechneses l'shvius? And the Rambam didn't say any of the sort. Nothing. The answer is, Rabbi Osai, that the Rambam is l'shitoso in the Pirush Mishnayos the Sukkah. That the lulav has no kedusha shvius, but the question is against the Gemara. The Gemara says differently that there is. So if you take a look at Rabosai again, I have the sefer Hashmita. Second. Here we go. How can Rambam say so? What did Gemara say? Only refer to lulav shishis. Shal shvius yek to shvius, As Rashi explains, the Omer the Chabad has a bias in us, we're shoving. The Kapas tomorrow may serve a key vegan discussion. Kapas tomorrow answers, Das a Rambam, Lefia Maskona, Shaporach, Shamu Yisayet in the Mishkan, Mishan Osmir and Shavu. Oma Rova, Stamets, and Las Tokin Odim, means, Afilu Dova, Shesh Bo Shima, Shalan Osmir and Shavu, Nikomakom, in Bistoma, who Omer the Dova, Shanos Achabiro, Han Lasoka, Ein Vokadusha Shvis. So to Anfeilam, Avsha Evsha Gam the Chabad, Ben Asabayis, Became a Shekovis Toma, him last soccer, ain't a Gdusha Shvius. Fact, Fiesta Kasha, Loshna Gabola Mashma, Shahadabo. Doesn't say, Elo Amarov. Says if Sivif Tukachinsky, and you shall me this whole sugar doesn't exist, but Lulavar Shishis, even is Lulav Shal Shvius and no Gdusha Shvius, why? Bistoma and Amal Chabar Abayas. What he says. So therefore, this is Pshat and Shitas HaRambam. This is Shitas HaRambam. Okay? Now, Bisman HaZeh should be the same thing. Bisman HaZeh, we can suggest that there should also be no Kedusha Shvius. People don't use it for sweeping. I think it's possible, maybe a shout in the Metzius, that in Bavel, they would sweep the floors with their Lulavim, not in Eretz Yisrael. And not in Eretz Yisrael. We are like Eretz Yisrael of old. We don't sweep the floors of our little love him. And therefore, the bottom line is there's no Kedushas Shvius. No Kedushas Shvius. Kapas Torah, as I said before, said that when the Gemara answered, Stames Masoke and Omdim, it means that even a Lula applies to Lulavim. Even us, because why? A Lula of Hanos of Yerushava, quote, Kapas Torah, Botel the Shar Eitzim. Ain hanoch hanoch hanos of Yerushalayim, no Kedusha Shvius. How can it be bottle? How can it be bottle? Mele when it comes to eitz in the Mishkan. So here we can suggest, right? Stam eitzim lasokim omdim. So what does that mean? So if you look over here, he has it over in page Tuf Pei Vav. There, we understand it. There it means that these eitzim themselves have two uses. But to say that a species called a lulav is butel to all other species of trees, that's not so pashut. That's not so pashut, but that's what's the suggestion which is originally made. Fine. Rabbi say, halacha lemaisa, if you buy a lulav, are you worried about nevad? Someone took this lulav and this prohibited activities concerning the lulav, and according to many, let nevad is usher even be the yevet. There's a whole slew of possible answers. One, something nevad is mutter. Two, could be there's no kedusha shvius, no it's a nevad. Three, some say nevad is only b'achila and not b'hana. So for these three reasons, we have a right to be mekel. Fine. Yes.
But I thought on the palm tree there's also a date. So
good question. So some say that many of the lulavim come from the Golan, which is like Eber Yarden. And Eber Yarden is no Eser of Svichim, no Eser of Nevat, so it's room to be Mekel, even though it is a fruit bearing tree. What about Hadassim? Hadassim? What about that? They grew in Eretz Yisrael. They called it Tzfas Hadas. They called it Tzfat. Right? Eretz Yisrael. What status does these Hadassim have? So once again, there's a tumult in the Sefer HaShemitah. Umehaytayim agam Hadas av sheyesh lo reach v'yesh mishtam shem berecho. Don't Achena Meidot HaMizrach use Hadassim all the time? Right? We use some Hadalah for some. They have some by bris and weddings into psavim. Am I correct?
Erev
Shabbos also. Chassidim also. Oh, okay. They use hadas and taka.
I think so.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not sure.
Kiddush. Wow. Awesome. Okay. So the question now becomes: if they're using hadas for all these events, no, the kedusha shvius problem. Come on. Kol mistama ha'unata barak l'shem mitzvah. It's treated as an eitz. Anaf eitz avos. No kedusha shvius. And my real disc can pass in that way as well. That's what he says. Hadassim is really no problem. That's what he suggests. A chiddush.
If it's
old, yeah.
Old, I understand. If it's you really use just now, so that he calls it an eitz. Who cares? It's an eitz.
Yeah, you're asking a good question. You're asking a good question. So his suggestion is made. Really, this is only planted for mitzvahs. This is something for mitzvahs. Someone suggests the following. Mitzvahs lav lehonos nidno. So you're not selling it for people to be able to smell it. Nah. You're investing so much into have proper hadasim, so sell it for the mitzvah. Hanos mitzvah is not called lechem lechor tzochechem. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Shlomo Zalman says that svara. There are those who smell it. It's not the ikar. And let's not forget, Rabbi Osai. There were those who claim it's something in Yerushalmi. When you make for smell, there's no kedusha shvius in the first place. Remember that he buy in Yerushalmi, Pesachim. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is mitzari of that. Suffolk in the Rishalmi as well, the Suffolk in the Mitzvah as well, Sveksvek, Avoz and Makhlis Sveksvek. Fascinatingly, Rabbi Osai, is a remarkable Aur Sameach here in Perek Ches in Hilchos Shemitah. Something amazing. He quotes a Rambam of all places, Hilchos Para Aduma. Yeah, Para Aduma, I didn't make a mistake. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. What happens if someone is locate for the paradumah, mechatas, is considered to be melaket ke'etzim, and not like Rabbi Meir considers to be a melaket le'ochlin. So it's a machlokas between the chachamim and the Rabbi Meir. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir. So you don't pass like Rabbi Meir. So therefore, if you do it for the sake of a mitzvah, it's not considered le'ochlin. Here in Perek Ches in the Shemitah, Halach Yud Aleph, again, whatever is done over here for the sake of a mitzvah doesn't count. Either Gemara says the Farisha does count. So the Arsmecha Harifus. The Gemara that Sukkot Daf Mem Amud Aleph goes according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir. So if you have it for a mitzvah, it's like as if it's for Achila. So if I ask them for a mitzvah, there's no Kedusha Shvius. The only exception of all is an Esrik. Why? Because Esrik has to have Heter Achila before Shlomo Gemara Sukkot. You can't say, I have it for a mitzvah not to eat. If it can't eat it, then you can't, it's no good for a mitzvah either. So Esrog is unique. Of the 3 minim, there's no kedushas shvius. Now, it's not so simple. Not so simple. The Kappas Tamarim said that a lulav is unique because lulav is considered to be eitzim. Right? But hadassim may not be. Hadassim may be more chomer than a lulav. And even according to the Or Sameach, maybe the hadas is used for smelling after yontif is over. It's interesting. It's important. The lashon that's used over here in the svarim is roy umiyuad l'reach. That it's roy l'reach enough. It doesn't mean anything because everything is roy. It's roy and miyuad. It's meant for that. Designated for that. So therefore, there's a question when it comes to the hadasim. One thing for sure, aravos is no gushes shvius. Baruch Hashem, at least you have one of the four. He knows nothing to worry about. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Having said this, we're now about to start, I'll call it the new Ma'amar Kama sheet. I'm afraid it's the last sheet for this month, but I'll keep you busy for the next 10 days. We'll say for the season, the postseason. We're going to start with the Gemara Masechta Moed Katan. Those have the Otzer, I'm sure it's there. Masechta Moed Katan is what the Gemara discusses, issues of Mokum Hefzid and things of this nature. Those who have the Marmot Cotton, please open up. Do you have my Marmot Cotton? Say, we cut my own. Why we cut it? So, I somehow always managed to misplace them. Thank you. I want to thank Daniel for a whole summer's worth of delicious Marmot Cotton. Baruch Hashem. We have wonderful talent here in this place. Thank God. Okay. So, Marmot Cotton, that vase and midvase. That's what we're going to start. Open up, please. Everyone should have a Gemara. There should be plenty of oats for us around, Gemara's around. Everyone should look inside. Here we go. Bezim and Bezim and Sechta Moed Katan. Mara says, Tanan, about 12 lines up. Mashkin Bez HaShlochen B'moed of HaShvius. What's Bez HaShlochen? I mean, Rashi's in the Mishnah. it needs the water desperately, otherwise it's going to be a hefset. Bish lemamoed, mishim tirchu, v'makom seh l'sharabon. That, totally a tircha. El shvius, bein lemandama mishim zorea, bein lemandama mishim choresh, zriya v'charisha mishvius mishari. Rabbeinu shalom, how can we allow this? Rashi, bish lemamoed, shemachi shared lo asya b'shem malach, ele b'shem tircha, Seder l'shara ban the mitzvah b'chol l'shem oved b'akom seder. But here, if it's whether it's be choresh or zorei, either way, mishari b'choresh b'akos the tishbos, made a minyan the Shabbos, daily in the shvius. Says the Gemara, famous Gemara, Abai says shvius b'shvan hazeh the rabbanon Rebbe. Okay, so it's the rabbanon. Rava Amar Rabo said the last line, afilu tema rabbanon. Hold Shvita B'Zman HaZeh is the Raisa. Yeah, nonetheless, Avos Oser Rachmona. Rashi, Oser Rachmona B'Shvius. Told us, Gimel and Alf on top, Lo Oser Rachmona, Rashi Gion Mashkez Roim, Shlo Hoya B'Mishkin, Lo Oser Rachmona. Tichsiv, Vishnas HaShana HaShvius Sheba Sheba Osni Yalorat, Sotol Osisra V'Omer, Michtes mir bechaz via sir klak sira la yachsa kas fina rachmana maybe da hani told us mechayev achra nai salam mechayev. Okay, and therefore that's the reason for the heter over here, because there's not an isur d'oraisa over here. Fine. Skipping a little bit, the Gemara says like this. Says the Gemara halfway on the page, with the Rabbanon ukra asmachta bi'alma. Talking about the Rabbanon's over here. So Rashi, kolani with the Rabbanon, abe with the rice lohavi el zmiru b'tzirik damin aliel, hani ein minachvin alo. We're discussing the Rabbanon's, and the Rabbanon's are going to be making in shvius, even shvius the raisa. Rav as opposed to Abai. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabosai, I'm halfway down. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. V'kishkish b'shvius mishari v'achsiv v'ashvius tishmeteno netashta tishmeteno milakashkesh netashta milasakel. Om Rabu Kumachomi Trekish Kushiyavi. Chad, hear the key words. Ivruye ilane. V'chad stumi pili. Rashi shemistam shemisasim b'koyim shalilon shari. Why? The yisrim shem pseida rabosai. So what's the deal? Ivruni ilani also says Rashi v'yali. The havi mishem revacha. By the shari kishkash hainu stumi pili. V'hai desir hainu avruya ilani. It all depends. If the pshat is it's making the Your intention is to improve the tree. If ruya ilani, make the tree more boring, more healthy, better. Not allowed. If you're just trying to stop a hefset, then it is allowed. That's the gemara. Fine. I mean, it's the Mishnah really. The Mishnah said in that beis and aleph mashkin beis hashlogam b'moed over shvius. Why? Because it's a question of hefset. Fishu lo hefset gadol lemeno mashka also. Dabba shel hefset hitir cham l'tro b'chol amoy. As we just saw now, it's about the b'shvias as well. Fine. Very good. The Rambam discussed at great length at the beginning of Hilchos Shmita, Perek Aleph, all the various halachas about it. Now, Rabosai, I have a new sefer. We spent now a month on a sefer called Perek Shvias. Well, the author wrote two other svarim. Shemitah's Karkos. Same author, Tzviko. We finish this one, we have this one. When we finish this one, we have the last one. Shemitah's Ksaf Mepruzbu. That's the last segment of the Maram Kompas. So we're grateful to Rav Cohen Shlita from Rechov Rashbam in Bnei Brak for enabling us to be able to discuss things using his wonderful svar. He discussed over here, I'll give you a page number so you can look up later on page Kuf Pei Tes. Skip the first 180 pages, you know, you can get actually cover some ground. Okay? On Kuf Pei Tes, he quotes something that we want to suggest. That B'Zman HaZeh, Shvius the Rabbanon, even Malachas Torayis is Mutter B'Shem Hefzit. Remember, we saw. Abai said, Shvius the Rabbanon. Rabbi said, no. Shvius the Raisa. Malachas the Rabbanon. But we paskin Shvius the Rabbanon. So maybe even Malachas Torayis are okay? What's the case in our discussion? A whole issue. So, the Beis Halevi says, that he makes the following comment, that famous Shuvah, Shuvah Gimel, Chela Gimel, Siman Aleph, quote, the Rava should be Asur. But he suggests another possibility, that Rava holds us Asur, because Rava holds Shemitah Zaraisa, Zman Hazeh. According to the second possibility, if we paskin, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Zman, Shemitah Zarabonon, then maybe this Marit, that says it's Mutam, Zman Hazeh, should be in fact, should be followed. It's interesting. How about a goy? Do it through a goy. This discussion depends on the whole discussion we had based on Avodah Zarah Tetzvav. If I tell the goy to do it, am I over on the Doraisa or not? According to many poskim, yes. Because Vishav saw it. The fact that I have a goy do it for me makes a difference if I did it myself. As far as the essay of Vishav starts, that should be a problem. That should affect this question here as well. Now, some want to say the bottom line is yes, the Mishnah is correct. Mashkin beis hashlokim b'shvius. That's unique. There were only mater hashkar, irrigation, water. No other prohibition was relaxed on Shemitah. Why? What's so unique and special about irrigation? So irrigation was adapted. All right, it's the Rabbonin. There are many of the Rabbonins. Why should the manage down this Rabbonin for other Rabbonins? So I asked you to see, Rabbi Osai, the Nemuka Yosef. Please open up. Those have a Gemara. I think it could be even in the Yotzer, the Nemuka Yosef. It's Aleph from an Aleph. The first long paragraph. In the middle of this paragraph, Uveshvius Namit, in my print I have the old version. Uveshvius Namit, one second. Discussing again, it's Masechta Mo'ed. So Masechta Mo'ed is primarily about Chol HaMoed. However, as we saw, Shvius comes in as well. So we talk over here, Rabbosai. We have certain leniencies applied to Shvius. Tell us what the various leniencies are. Uve Shvius Nami Mashken Asvichin Shiotzim Eleim. Afal gab de kol avodas hakarka b'neseres b'shvius k'diksev sachal osisra u'minayu afinan kol sham avodas kol mezablanu mekarsmin shuchaticha so anofim v'yaveshim min ha'ilam u'mezadan shu ilan sh'anofim v'rubin chot v'men mikana mikam u'mefaskin hu b'ilan sh'nofo not on the kana l'kam sh'kosh n'osu l'shiyalu olam l'mala shu yichabdu al gufo ilam yeh kol eilu melochas chashuv v'sein. Why? The sagilu b'pamachas b'shana to be this rias mira, even as drabon is also. Abel hashka the tzricha tadir lo mikri avoda chashuva lefichach shaya. Oh wow! Quoted in the book of Yosef, hashka is unique. You're always every day you're watering. So it's obviously it's not considered to be as chashuv as the other malachas. The rash. Not seen to all the way. Rabbi, let's open up to the. We haven't opened up the Mishnah Shvius yet today. Let's open up now. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Masechta of Shvius. Just read a brief excerpt. The Rash, right before it says Beis Hashlach. Rash says as follows. Quotes, Moed Kot Nav Gimel. Ovas Osir Rachmana, told us Osir Rachmana, Vafilir Rishu Yisatah B'mokom Pseda, Here's the key word. Kigon lahashkas beish hashlochin. Mashma hasan, the sharmish, the tallest, the shvirs, the lava, the raisim. When we call it, the kids, what's he saying? No, not like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, dafka hashko. No. Any the rabbanon, according to the rabbi, kigon lahashkos. That's the most paskin lahalocha. The ritva said if it's a tremendous tircha, they will not matter the Malcolm Hefson. Fine. What about a doubtful case? A doubtful case is a very common case. You're not sure. Will it cause a hefset? Will it not cause a hefset? We don't really know. What should the halacha be in that kind of a case? So the Chazon Ish is makel. Wow. Suffolk davar ovid. It's like a davar ovid. Avada. But now Reb Chaim Kanievsky springs into action. Where is he? Is he there? Yeah, top there. Is that it? Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. So in the Sefer Derech Amunah, in Perek Aleph, in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Halacha Chof Aleph, towards the very end, goes to the whole issue of Suffolk. What do you know is, you're sure, you're not sure. Not. To suffix shema yifsedu mutter. Behavi raya. Sharei aveda munachas b'mokom shein muftach shetiskayim shom chayim lachzira. Imkei lama asru kan misuffix. There were cases over here where the Rishonim are asking misuffix. And the Chazon Ish is matter misuffix. So he wants to know, what's the din in the suffix davar avid? What is the din? What is it then? Now, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Pei Amud Beis. Safek ukmi ilani, safek Pei Amud Beis. Whole discussion, the whole sugya in Baba Basra. Safek if it's ukmi ilani or avruya ilani. So we have to be machmir. So why is the Chazon Ish Mekel over here when the Gemara seems to be machmir? Safek ukmi, safek avruya. That's his question. So he answers this question of Osai. Based on what he said himself. It's always the best thing to do. Here he is in Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Aleph. Look back what I wrote. He says in Perek Aleph Halacha He. What's Halacha He? Halacha He says, V'lo ya'avek, certain things you're not allowed to do. He quotes our Gemara, Daf Moed Kot, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Hey ma'avkin ve ma'ashin ve ilon. Fine. So he goes through the whole discussion over here. And he quotes a very important Gemara, Bosai, on Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Amud Beis. I'm not sure if you saw that Gemara yet. It was on the Makora sheet, line 3. If you haven't seen it yet, open your Otzer. It should be there, or any handy Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Amud Beis. You should find it. None of it makes. Matlin umezamen b'shvius. Ureminu, there's a kasha from b'shvius, Perek Beis, Mishna Dalet, Rabbi Osai. Mizamin es anatias v'korchanos v'kotmenos v'osn abatim u'mashkanosam ad Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah in b'shvius lo. Can't do it on shvius. V'tilmek rabukka barachama rabukka trekish kushi havi. Chad li ivruye ilona v'yosur. V'chad li stume pili v'shari. Here again. So tuzi amuminim. Luk milani v'shari. Livruye ilani is also Rabosai. At first glance, this Gemara Avodah Zarah is a carbon copy of the Gemara Masechet Moed Katan. The same, right? Avruya Ilani, Stumi Pili, it's exactly the same thing. She has the following suggestion. Says, no. If you look at Rashi over here, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, on Daf Nun Amud Beis, Rashi has a different word. Rashi says, Stumi Pili, in this galu sharasha ilan shari the ukmiu. Rashi doesn't say anything about baka pesedik lo gazir rabbanon. Ukmi means shlo yiskaka mikamo shahu aval ena mashbicho. Avruya means machziko mashbicho. The impression given by Rashi here in Masechet Avodah Zarah on the afnun amid beis is that here there's no issue in the first place. No issue in the first place. This never was part of the issue in the first place. The Rashi gives the impression of the afnun amid beis. So Mimela Rabosai, it's interesting. What'll happen if I do something which has both? It's ukme and avruya. Then it's also. You can't say there's no issue in the first place, because there's an avruya element as well. It's interesting on both sides. If it's ikro l'ukmi, its main purpose is l'ukmi, so machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, by mizahamin, the whole discussion over here in the sugya, mizahamin, that's a question over here, and if you open up to the, try Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet, let's see it inside, if you all have the Mishnayis. Nizamas and Atiyas, all this is Ad Rosh Hashanah. That's it. Ad Rosh Hashanah. And he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we just saw. Okay. So, yeah. So apparently it's a machlokas in the Tanoim, this question, and the Rama Paskins, Rabosai, Rama Paskins, like Rebbe, that it's Asur. It's Asur. And that's the Gemara Rabos in Baba Basra. Suffolk Avruye is Asur, this kind of a case. We're not discussing whether it's Hefsid or not. When the Heter is Mishim Hefsid, that's in Baba and Kotten. There, Suffolk Davar Aved is a Davar Aved. Whenever we have Davar, you're 100% sure, oh, Davar Aved. You're 1,000% sure you're going to lose otherwise, and you're not going to lose now. We don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. So, it's good enough. But over here, no, there's an avruye element. Elamai, it was an ukme situation, despite the fact that it isn't mitzias and avruye, there's no to be made because ukme was never asked in the first place. That's not a heter of davar aved. It's a different kind of a heter completely. Oh, now you're not sure if it's avruye or not. We have to be machmir. It's the heter in Rishon was not a dover of it. The heter was, it's not considered to be us in the first place. So it appeared. Oh. It's interesting, when the Rambam quotes all this stuff, in Perek Aleph, I asked to see the whole first 10 halachas in Rambam, to save time, we're not going to read them all. But one thing we will see, in halacha yud, Aleph yud, mahi tiru kol elu, shem lo yashke teyase haaretz melecha, v'yomus kol eitz shabbat. That's what Rashi seems to say as well, that the plant itself is going to die. However, death is death, Rabosa. Death. Die. It's gone. Finished. But remarkably, Rashi in the Ukmi has a different word. Shlo yiskalka mikamoshu. Doesn't say it has to die. It's just going to get somewhat ruined. So there's a steer. So there are those who maintain Maral Diskin because of the stira. Is the heter only if it's going to die or even if it's going to get somewhat ruined? He made a pshara. In order for a Jew to do it, only if it's going to die. For a guy to do it, even if it's going to become somewhat ruined. This indicates that Maral Diskin wasn't so convinced of what the Milchas Chinuch and others said, spoke about in the past, that doing it through a guy accomplishes nothing. Because the same way as it's also for you, it's also through a guy. Unless it's more about the paralav than an essay, perhaps. It's interesting. The Maharit says even a nezek katan is allowed. It's allowed. And some say no. Yamus or Elon. Yamus or Elon, Rabosai. Yamus. Yamus Elon. Now, there are those who maintain that although the Lashon Rambam is Yamos Ilan, doesn't necessarily mean the tree is going to die forever. It means this entire year's yield will be lost. All the pears will be lost. All lost. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. There could be a distinction between Chol HaMoed and Shvi'is. Chol HaMoed, this is also found in the Reb Chaim Kanevsky Sefer. Discusses this issue as well. Halacha Tes. Os Nugios Lekfanim. It's all part of this whole discussion of Mokam Hefsid. So here Reb Chaim says like this. Midoraisim zerak luk miyulana levad mutter afili b'mlochus doraisa. And he quotes himself back on the locha. Hey, that's if it's only ukmi. Umikom ga rabbanon lo rotsu lahati b'mlochus doraisa rak b'der rabbanon. Uvezeh hitiru afilu yesh gam ivruye mishum pseida. Ulezeh tzorach shnei pseida gedola. As the Rambam said, I will make it by Hefsid Mu'at, that the whole minute be lost. It's like Hefsid Mu'at at the end of the day. Chol HaMoed, any davar of it is okay. And the Chaz Nishan, no. Chol HaMoed, every Hefsid Prati will make it. But Shvi'as only Hefsid Klali. So it's Tzorachian, and he doesn't get to the bottom of it over here. If you want to look at the Bialocha in Sif Tes at the end, he discusses this issue. Fine. Rabbi Osai, we only have another 5 minutes, just one more idea. The Chazon Ish clearly held that L'ukmi is matir even Malachos Doraisa, on a level of Doraisa for sure, because he's bothered with a question by Netiyah. Certain Netiyahs are only L'ukmi, so why are you chayav on Shabbos? So apparently, as again, I'm giving it to you from page Kuf Tzad Gimel. This will be summarize what we've been saying until now. I'll just read it to you. A summation. Listen carefully. He's like this. Ha'hetne shel ukmi ba'avorazar dafnunim et beiz. Fa'hetne shel malkom pseidem ha'okon beizem et beiz. Shnei nyanim nefrodim eim. Brisco language. Lo shaychi zel is a klal. In your luke, we be shviyis who bam is mut ab bedoraisa. As you see, Rish Chazanish is pilping about Shabbos. V'rak im ein mosif tzmicha. Period. Aval ahetna shel b'mokom pseida, rak b'der rabbonon, v'zeh mut afila b'ivruya ilana, kimo kol hashko, shegam mosif tzmicha, kol shebli hashko yipostu ha-tzmochim. In other words, your intention is not for the Ivriya Elana, but there is an Ivriya Elana. Then they're matter only the Rabbanas and Malkam Seder. But if there's, in fact, no improvement whatsoever, then it's a Heta Daraisa. And that's the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah. And this is the Gemara in Masechta Moed Katan. Two different sugyas. Interesting. Fascinating. Now, and he brings a raya from the Gemara, Lashon Gemara Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Sechta Avodah Zarah is discussing over here. It says Shvi'is Melacha Asur Rachmana Tircha Shari. If there's no improvement in the Ilan, it's Het the Gemara. Don't do it. Malkam Seder. Don't do Pseder. It's a very, very nice idea. It's very important. Yisodistic idea. Oh, we know on Chol HaMoed. Many of us have learned Hilchos Chol HaMoed, where you're doing it in order to be marviach, to profiteer, it's aser. Shemitah, Rabbi Osai, it could be mutter, even if there's something, some benefits going to come out of it. Why? There'll be a benefit of fruits, because the fruits are hefka for Klal Yisrael. If what you do produces more fruit, you're not a Baal Aveira. You're a tzaddik. You're helping out Klal Yisrael. That's the whole idea. Whole idea. Fine. It's interesting on both sides. There's a Gemara Masechta Maariv Katan, Marbitzin. Marbitzin is a certain leniency when it comes to Hashkoah. What is the nature of this leniency? Rav Amud Beis, Rav Osai, here in Masechta Maariv Katan. What's the nature of the leniency of Marbitzin? So here, Rav Osai, according to Rashi, what it means is it's a Hashkoah Mu'etes. A little bit, only a small amount. A small amount, Chazal are more making. However, not everyone agrees to Rashi's pshat. Some suggest a new pshat. The marbitzin means recisim. Just little droplets. And some want to suggest, believe it or not, that sprinkler systems are okay. Mamtera. It's a song. Mamtera, some kind of song like that. Because each, it's just many, many little sprinkles. It's called a sprinkling system. So even though this, every resist itself is permissible. Finally, Rabbi Osai, discussion of Nevad we spoke about once before. Nevad. So we spoke about it in the past as being a shaila of what's the nature of the Yisr. What is the Yisr of Nevad? So Belineta, tomorrow, you have to discuss. We'll start with section number 2. If we finish Baruch Hashem, section number 1 today. But section number 2, we have to see how awesome Nevad is. Besiyata Dishmaya. Okay, stop here.